Trust in relationships takes many forms, and for those who are Netflix worthy, that means sharing a password. But some Netflix users faced an extra hurdle when they tried to log in. The company says it's doing a test to, quote, help ensure that people using Netflix accounts are authorized to do so. So, when is a password not just a password, but also leverage in a relationship?
When I was a sophomore, my roommate needed a Netflix password, so I shared mine with her.
That was the worst night of our lives.
I am Sarah Lamar. I am a graduate student in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I had two roommates, and we would all watch American Horror Story together.
Somebody help us!
And within a couple of years, we got in what I thought to be a very big fight. And I thought I could really stick it to her if she didn't have my Netflix password anymore.
Whose dish is on the chopping block?
She was very into the cooking shows that were on Netflix.
The dish was very nice looking. We had wished you had concentrated a little bit more on the flavor.
She was just very distressed because I think she was in the middle of an episode and she didn't remember which episode it was, and she was just distraught.
Congratulations, you are the Chopped champion.
It was kind of a symbolic gesture of the end of our friendship, but that seemed more upsetting to her that I cut her off from my Netflix than any of the fight we had had before.
My name is Mary Wynne Kling. I live in Auburn, Alabama. I had just found out I was getting divorced, went through all of the bills trying to figure out how I'm going to financially manage all of this and being a single mom. And I realized that my parents had given me my Netflix subscription for Christmas that year. And so I went and changed the password and didn't say anything to my ex-husband, with whom I was still sharing a house, that at the time we had a 5-year-old daughter who really loved Netflix.
My little pony, my little pony.
And he was having a really hard time keeping her entertained without being able to feed her Netflix addiction.
This story is about partners that manage breaking up while sharing streaming accounts, and I have a good one. My name is Tom Atchity. I live in Austin, Texas. I was dating somebody for about 2 years, and we broke up. It was a very supportive, good breakup, as good as they can be, but still obviously very sad. 2 days in, I got home, and a couple of friends were waiting on me, and one of my buddies said, "Tom, before you got home from work, your ex had her Hulu account on the Roku, and I happened to fast forward through all of her episodes of all the shows she watches."
I really like that house.
Me too.
And we also took some time to just completely screw up her algorithm by just watching a bunch of random stuff before you got home.
For as long as mankind has fixed his gaze upon the heavens, the age-old question has remained: are we alone in the universe?
In that moment, like a cascade of emotions washed over me. One, gosh, that's really stupid. On the other hand, I was like, that is brilliant. What a ruse. And also, I was kind of touched that my friends cared enough to mess with the streaming service on my behalf.
These interviews were compiled by NPR's Elizabeth Blair.